It's Saturday, October the 24th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, a ceasefire in Libya and a new COVID high in America. First, the week in brief. Libya's two warring factions signed a permanent ceasefire agreement which could bring an end to the country's civil war. The agreement also compels all foreign combatants to leave the country within 3 months. Russian and Turkish fighters are among those on the ground. Libya has been at war with itself since the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Israel and Sudan agreed to take steps to normalize relations, a deal brokered with the help of America. Earlier this week, Donald Trump removed Sudan from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. In recent weeks, his administration has overseen similar agreements between Israel and two other adversaries, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. More than 83,000 people in America tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday, smashing a single-day record set in July. There have been nearly 442,000 new cases reported in the country over the past 7 days. The Midwest, home to several battleground states in the upcoming presidential election, is driving the virus's resurgence. The European Parliament rejected a proposal to ban terms such as burger and sausage to describe plant-based food. Europe's farming lobby had claimed that using meat-like names for vegan products could confuse consumers. Although veggie sausages were spared, a majority of parliamentarians did vote to ban descriptors such as cheese-like for alternatives to dairy products. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey's president, confirmed that the army had tested its Russian-made S-400 anti-aircraft missile system. America had threatened sanctions if Turkey, a fellow NATO member, activated the system. Last year, America cancelled the sale of 100 F-35 fighter jets to Turkey in response to the purchase of the Russian weapons. America's Food and Drug Administration approved remdesivir, an antiviral drug for use in treating COVID-19. It is the first treatment to be so approved by the regulator, although it has been allowed for emergency use since May. Last week, the World Health Organization said the drug has little to no effect on patients' chances of survival. And the Euro area's IHS Markit Purchasing Managers Index, covering both goods and services, slipped to 49.4 in October from 50.4 in September. Any figure under 50 indicates contraction. The index for Germany was almost unchanged at 54.5, but France's fell to 47.3 as its economy was hit by another wave of COVID-19 infections.